Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Are you a lifelong fan of General Hospital?
Are you a new fan who wants to know more about the history of the show?
Do you enjoy talking about the show with others?
Do you find yourself yelling at the TV?
Is your self-care an hour a day in Port Charles?
If so, we invite you to join hosts
Amanda Kimmel
and Shannon Coach at the place where all the hidden conversations take place and secrets are revealed.
Meet us at Pier 54,
a General Hospital fan podcast.
Hello!
Hi!
Welcome to the Port Charles 411. I don't even know how to title this. Is it because it's not Karen Wexler? Because there is so much more.
Yes.
But it's Karen's pill addiction.
Yes. I feel like that's enough. I mean, we're going to dabble in the rest
Sonny's
of it just because it's so
involvement
good.
In it.
So. Right, because he said how much he regretted it on Friday's episode.
Yes, and I have not watched anything this week.
Me neither.
Intentionally, because I didn't want anything muddying
right.
What I just exposed myself to that was, can I just cancel my life?
I told
for, like,
you.
For, the next...
I told you. It was so good.
So I texted you. I was like, I wish we had thought about this a year ago, because a year ago I had my surgery, and I was couch-bound for weeks.
Yeah.
That would have been great.
You could have watched all of Karen.
But Sonny didn't mention Karen a year ago. It was not the 25th anniversary of Stone's passing, so here we are.
That was the funny part, watching the videos and Stone and her weren't together yet. And I'm like, wait, what? Oh, right. Yeah, that hasn't happened. And then I cheated and went ahead and watched the wedding, even though that didn't really have anything to do with the drug addiction. And was like, oh, remember in Robin's diary? She was like, he said hi to me at the wedding. And yep. It was so cute. So
you, what did you do for your research?
I just watched some YouTube videos. I stuck mostly with the Sunny stuff because I knew that's who got her started, and then dabbled in some of the hospital stuff and where that went. And then I read our handy dandy book that I'm just excited that we get to reference.
2 weeks in a row.
Yes.
So is this 2 weeks in a row? I forget. We just recently referenced it.
Yeah. Not 2 weeks in a row, because last week would have been
Robin's diary. Correct.
So whatever. But anyway, makes me feel like I'm getting my money's worth, even though I didn't really buy it. So
there's no direct. Does the book go through the progression of?
No.
Okay.
No. It like everything else, they're summarizing a year in 4 pages. So right. They say this happened, this happened, this happened, and then you just kind of go forward. So. Right.
So I had a very similar. If you just put in Google and in YouTube, Karen Wexler pill addiction, like nothing right. comes up. But then I was able to find Karen and Sunny, which was a few videos, and I felt like it skipped a ton, because I'm like, no, there has to be more here. Then I found Karen and Jagger.
And then you get lost in that love story, and you just want to watch it forever, because Jagger's so hot.
I thought it was part two. I think it's part two, because Karen and Jagger have, like, a ton of playlists. So.
I love it.
If Jagger could come back, and have to make us watch all of that, that'd be okay.
That
would be okay. Oh my gosh! Like, I hate my age right now. Because, I mean, I'm so happy with where I started. But I missed out on, like, 3 years beforehand. That was even awesome.
Yes.
So anyway, back to this. And I feel like when we talked about Sunny, we talked a tiny bit about, well, we talked about how he came to Port Charles.
Right.
So we touched on
how he got started. Right. This explains where it all began. Yeah. Much.
But then, so I just got totally wrapped up. Well, I didn't get totally wrapped up. I was very mindful and read all of the video descriptions.
Good job.
And I think it started around like 270 something is when the pills started to kind of come into play.
Okay.
And then I had to skip around a lot.
Right.
But there was still like 87 videos. So if you go on our YouTube page, I did actually put together a playlist that says Karen Wexler's pill addiction, because that's what I put in and nothing popped up. So hopefully that helps all of you. Some at the beginning are out of order because I was just like click, 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 click. And then I was like, wait, I should probably go back and go in order. But oh well, you can figure it out. You're all smart people.
Right.
It's not that hard. I have faith in you.
It makes sense.
But then I also found a couple articles, well, General Hospital fandom on Karen's page. 10 sentences talks about it. Then there is on Angel Fire, Karen Wexler Online talks about it a tiny bit more. And then Soaps.com did Throwback Thursday GH poll, Karen strips for Sunny. And I can't find out when this was, but it talks a little bit more about it as well. So I don't know. Where do you want to get started? So you have been so, I'm just going to blah, 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 blah.
Go right ahead. I'm so happy
you're
excited.
Well, no, because I know that you've been so, because as Amanda always says, I can't believe you didn't watch that.
Right. Because our ages just don't work when it comes to this, and now you understand why.
But in 1993, I would have been 10, 11.
Right.
So I was in elementary, middle school.
Right.
Did not get home in time.
Right. And you know? I was 13 and had my VHS ready.
And even over the summer, you know, I still wasn't watching as much as I probably could have. It wasn't until Lucky and Liz and Nicholas and Emily that I really dove in.
Yeah.
When I was in high school. Right. So.
You don't have to justify it. I was just telling you, you missed some good stuff.
I
and
now
know. You see, I was right.
So. I know. I do know that my aunt had Antonio Sabato Jr. on her wall, and I always appreciated going to Boston to visit her. The one where he had no shirt on underneath, or maybe it was a white shirt, but it had the black leather vest.
Yeah.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I had the calendar, and I kind of wish I still had it. Just to put it up.
As far as I could find on, you know, his most recent pictures, he has aged very well.
Yes. Yes. Okay. He could do a new calendar for us. It probably wouldn't help his political stuff, but that's okay. I just want a calendar.
Mm-mm-mm. All right.
All right, so I think that the biggest misconception with all of Karen's pill stuff is that you assume that Sunny was pushing it in a negative way. Not that there's a positive way for pills, but you know what I mean. Like Cyrus,
it wasn't here, have some Tylenol.
Exactly. It wasn't like that and lying to her. And it wasn't, yes, there was an ulterior motive, but it wasn't the same as Cyrus with Sasha of, I really don't care what happens to you, and I'm just gonna, like, let you get high, and then if you die, oh well. He actually did care about Karen.
So I have a mixed feeling about that.
Okay.
And this is as someone who loves Sunny now.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. It's like next to the definition of gaslighting in the 90s. It should have a picture of Sunny Corinthos.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. So the first time he gave her the pills, he said, here, I got these from a doctor friend of mine. It's a tranquilizer.
Right.
I mean, he didn't just say, I mean, he knew that's a strong thing. I mean, when I think tranquilizer, I think of the tranquilizer guns that are kept at the zoo to knock out rhinoceroses. You know, like, that's what I, when I think of tranquilizer, yes, that is the effect you're going for. So he knew it was strong. It wasn't just, you should not give away your meds. You should not share your meds or anything. But it's not like he just had anxiety and was given, and not just anxiety, because, just work with me here, because I really do.
Right. We are all about mental health, so nothing that we
ever
say.
And not sharing medicines. I don't mean just because I take medication for my anxiety.
It's not like a 5 milligram of
right
something.
Right.
Because most meds, no matter
which
what they're for.
Which you still should not share.
No, never ever share, but a 5 milligram of almost anything is not quite the same as 100 milligrams
tranquilizer
of something, which yes, would be the, not that I'm a medical person or a mathy person, but you get where we're going with the equivalence.
Yes.
There. Yes, but he gave it to her, again, not saying that in the end he wasn't going to gain something from her being in that state of mind, but he didn't drug her to hook up with her. He was drugging her because she was having anxiety over the fact that she saw this guy in the strip club, and she at first wasn't telling Sunny why she had anxiety about it, and she was stressed out about her work for school stuff, like her schoolwork and her work at Kelly's, and she was working at the hospital, and blah, blah, blah. So he was honestly trying to be like, here, I'm your friend, take this and just chillax a little.
I think that the first time he gave them to her, that is correct.
Yes.
The first time.
Right.
I think after that, it was done in manipulation.
Right, because he wanted her to keep stripping because she was making good money.
Right. But I think even before that, I think it's important to, because this is where I got confused in the videos, because, first of all, are raves still a thing?
I don't know either.
I don't know either. Well, according to Brenda, they're part of growing up. Because, you know, she was, like, 19.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
which
yeah,
was just, and I have now mixed feelings about Brenda.
Oh, no.
Well, she, at that time, she was not a nice person.
But she was young.
There, that is a whole other, it's a whole other subject that we could go down. She did some damage.
She was young, and Karen kept messing with the men that she wanted.
Jagger was Karen's first.
But they broke up.
Going back to my point as to, exactly, so taking Karen's pill addiction, you have to take it back the whole way to where, so when she went to that rave, because she was in that mindset of, she didn't want to be the person that everyone thought that she needed to be.
Right.
Because she had to be the good girl. She had to be the perfect girl. She was straight A Karen. Her mom thought that she walked on water. You know, her mom's boyfriend molested her when she was younger. So therefore, she had it in her head that she was a perfect girl and all that was good about her was her brain and her body, like, but not her soul.
Right.
Is how I am psychoanalyzing Karen.
Yep.
And so she kind of gave into that thought and was like, fine then, I'm going to go hang out at the rave because, you know, I overheard everyone saying that they were going to be there. And then some guy slipped her some stuff in the drink. And who do we meet? Stone. And then he saves her. And he doesn't take advantage of her. And I was like, oh, you're so sweet. But then he introduces her to Sunny. Yeah. And I know, I'm like, I'm just loving your face watching me talk to
her. Because it's so cute.
You're like, and I know you know all this, but yeah. So he introduces her to Sunny. And then it's amateur night or something. And so she gets up. So one of the first things that I took very brief notes because I really felt like I was actually going to remember a lot of this. This is back when General Hospital could actually afford to use real music in the episodes because as he's introducing her to Sunny, Ragdoll by Aerosmith's playing in the background, she danced to Cream by Prince.
Yep.
And they also played Kiss and When Doves Cry. And then they played Girls, 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 ZZ Top's Legs, Angel in a Centerfold. Janet Jackson's If was playing in the background at one point.
Oh, I miss If. That was a good song.
I know. I was just like, I think it's when Brenda and Robin were trying to sneak in.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But, I mean, it was just, it was crazy to me because we're lucky if we get one real song a year.
Right.
I mean, at the Nurse's Ball, we get some. But, yes. I mean, God bless William Lipton for writing all of them, you know. And James Patrick Stewart, he writes a fair amount, too. But, you know, like, we don't even get a ton. But yet, I'm sitting there, and I know I missed a ton just listening to them. But
yeah.
That was my fun little...
You're so
I kept hearing Prince, and I was like, this is great.
I thought of you. I so thought of you. I was like, well, Shannon's happy with the song selection, at least, even if she's not happy with what's going on.
We should make
the
Paradise Lounge soundtrack.
Oh.
We're going to make the Paradise Lounge soundtrack on Spotify. Be on the lookout for that soon. So anyway... So then she strips, and her stripper name's Carrie, which is actually the actress's real first name.
Yep.
But that was also what Ray called her.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay.
That I don't know.
I didn't want to go down that rabbit hole and be like, well, why does he call you Carrie when your name's Karen? Or was her name Carrie, and then she changed her name to Karen?
No.
Okay.
As far as I know, which I feel like I would know this, it was Karen. It was always Karen. I don't know why he shortened it to Carrie. And I don't know why she then used that as her stage name.
Okay. But so the first night, she won the amateur night, and she won $300.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm, that's, for me, that's still a good...
Because she didn't really take all her clothes off.
She didn't. But we're not going to get into that. Because
I'm just saying, I'm always in favor of the fact that I was impressed that she won. I know it's the storyline, but that she won without having to go completely naked. And Sunny even told her, leave them wanting more. Yeah. Do not take it all off. Yeah. And she stripped because she wanted to. He teased her about it. Like, yes. Oh, do you think you could do better? Blah, blah, blah. But he did not force her or drug her to get up there.
Right. The first time she did it, it was totally willing. She wasn't even, she hadn't had a drink. Right.
Mm-mm.
So then, but back to, she broke up with Jagger because she didn't feel like she could be loved.
Right.
Which was because of Ray.
Right.
But then she felt all loved and adoration, and she needed the money to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
So funny to watch Jason in the hospital as an orderly or whatever. He was a med student, whatever. Yeah. First time he meets Sunny is after Jagger punches him, and he's like, who's this guy?
Right, right. Did you watch whenever Mac met him?
Yes, that and Felicia.
Was, yes.
And it's when Mac had bad accent.
But it was so funny to take us all the way back to that point.
Right, because everyone's meeting Sunny.
Right, I knew that he was new on scene, like that was where Sunny started out, but I guess in my mind there was some kind of backstory still, and so I always felt like they should have known each other, like now that we've grown up all these years later. Mm-hmm. So to see that, I was like, oh my gosh, Mac, like Felicia's like, and what's your name? Can I have your card? Blah, blah, blah.
Right, but then... So, yeah, so Sunny got Karen to start being a regular, I guess. And she was also working at Kelly's, which is funny because I know why we call it Ruby's all the time. Everybody called it Ruby's.
Yes.
Even though it was called Kelly's. Well, because you and I have talked about that, about how we still call it Ruby's. And it's like, okay, but did we just call it Ruby's because Ruby ran it? Or, no, everybody in town called it Ruby's. Yeah. Like, oh, you're going to Ruby's. Oh, my gosh. Do I miss her? I just want to go back to being, like, 12. Maybe 13, 14. So. All right, do you want to say anything? Because I'm just jabbering right now.
They talking about the BLTs back then.
No,
Karen wasn't serving up too many BLTs.
All right, so what do you want to throw in from my rant?
No, you're good. You're good. That's where we're at. Oh, so Stone...
And this is me without notes and just barely looking at, like,
exactly.
Something.
If you're watching it 100 years later or... hearing about it, you think that they're all connected because Jagger and Stone and whatever, but that's not how it happened. Jagger was looking for Stone.
Yes.
Did not know where Stone was.
Right, like, I didn't know that Karen met Stone before, but then she put two and two together.
Right.
Because, yes.
Yes, they did, he did not, Karen did not know that Stone was Jagger's brother, and Jagger did not know that Stone and Karen knew each other, and they even denied, like, it was the first time they had met.
Because his name is Michael.
Right.
So he was Mike. And when she met him, he said, Stone.
Yes. That could cause confusion. Exactly.
I mean, you know, different names don't make you think someone is somebody else.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I also didn't realize that the girl that Stone got HIV from was that Crystal girl.
Okay.
I didn't...
I might have not been paying attention. I know... So I watched the part where she died and he paid for her funeral, and then Sunny was like... Why didn't you tell me? I would have given you the money. Which yes. then started to remind me of Nina paying for Nell's funeral because...
Right. Right.
Yeah.
So, Crystal was also a good girl. At one point, Stone says that she reminded him of Karen. And she started stripping and got addicted to drugs. She did opposite of Karen, from my understanding anyway. Of she was stripping first and then got addicted to the pills. No.
I was going to say, that's what Karen did.
Right, backwards. Okay. She was addicted to the pills and then was stripping to have the money for the pills.
For the pills.
Like, she got addicted very quickly.
Okay.
And Stone was dating her at that point in time. So, I don't know that they actually came out and said that, but that's the way that it seemed, and the fact that he cared about her.
That much, yeah.
And all that. And so now it's kind of like,
because he definitely wasn't a womanizer. And,
right.
Because I was getting a very innocent vibe from him.
Yes.
You know, watching it. So.
Right. Yep. So cute. I miss Stone.
So where would we go from here? She started taking... Well, and then she started to like how she was feeling with it. Then she actually kind of started seeing Sunny.
Yes.
And, oh, and he was a groomer. Because she was only 17. And he really started to play into the... He was a lot of things wrong.
Yes. He was a lot of things wrong. And there's no excuse for age as the parent of a 17-year-old, especially. There's no excuse for age. But he wasn't like 40, 50. He was like 25-ish.
Was he in his
20s?
Okay. Still.
Again, no, I'm not saying it's okay.
The difference is he wasn't just a guy trying to get in her pants.
Right.
He saw a girl hurting with pretty much no self-esteem and no support.
Right.
Wanting approval, wanting love.
Right, and he kept talking her down. Anytime that she would say, oh, I have to let my mom know I'm doing this. I have to let my mom. He was the first one to say, well, your mom was an alcoholic and you were taking care of yourself for how long? Does she really deserve an explanation?
Right.
Those kind of things that were
right.
totally unhealthy and were leading her along. Then she got to the point where she was taking pills too much. I don't know if she got all dizzy on the stage before she started stealing the pills from the hospital or
yes.
after.
Yes.
That was before?
Because
okay.
I think that's when he started to cut her off.
Okay.
And then... But then he got mad at her.
Yes.
For getting dizzy and coming off the stage.
Right.
And not because, hey, I think you're hooked on him a little bit too much. It's like, you gotta keep it together, girl.
Yes.
And it's like,
Right.
She's high like, addiction.
Exactly. You're the one that provided this, and now I'm addicted. What did you think was gonna happen?
And, okay. She confided in him. He was the first one that she confided in mm-hmm. that Ray molested her.
Yep.
And I do like that he let her know she was so much worth so much more and actually deserved to be loved because she also couldn't sleep with Jagger because she felt like she didn't deserve love and
right.
that she, like, I guess they had started to and it just, she freaked out,
yep.
which, trauma,
right.
you know. But she was drugged and under the influence of alcohol when she and Sunny slept together. And she's like, I never knew it could be like that. And she wasn't like, woohoo, or like, hey, Mr. Corinth, those nice moves. but she definitely, she wasn't regretful over it.
No.
And at the time, this is when Brenda's like putting her claws into Jagger and everything. And so she's seeing, okay, maybe I'm not good enough for Jagger. Because, you know, as Brenda reminded Jagger... She's a hottie and could have anyone that she wanted. Not sure if you noticed, Jagger, but I'm beautiful. She said something like that to
yes,
him.
Yes, she did.
I could have any man that I want to.
Right.
Who says that?
I feel like if you look like Brenda, you get to say that.
No, you don't. At 17, 18, 19?
Yeah, I feel like I totally would have. But okay.
We would not have been friends. No. I was a Karen and you were a Brenda.
We wouldn't have been friends. You were too goody two-shoes. I can tell you that already.
Well, I was like, seriously, I ridiculously relate to Karen. I was never molested as a child, but I definitely went through some crap.
Yes.
Pretty close. Yeah. And I didn't get hooked on pills, although I did take caffeine pills in college. Is that something I can say?
I was going to say, I've never tried any drugs, but the fact that you say caffeine pills, like it's a hardcore drug, is really cute. That's not what they're handing Sasha,
I know it's not what they're handing Sasha, and I know that's not what Karen was taking, but when I ordered something off the internet, it was caffeine pills.
Yeah, so. That was very unsafe. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Off the internet. I had your first purchase off the internet?
Pretty much. I can tell you what my first purchase off of eBay was. It was the Help DVD by the Beatles.
Wow.
Yep. Anyway, back to Karen. So I think, was it the first night that she slept with Sonny that Jagger found them? He walked in. Oh, because then there was the other time that he found out that the stone.
That's it?
He found Stone and followed him to the Paradise Lounge and then saw Karen on stage and was like, what is going on? Because he was so mad.
And that's when he called Stone out. He was like, you acted like you didn't even know who she was. And he said, it was not my story to tell.
Yep.
Which was totally true.
That's
it was not Stone's place.
Yes.
Yes. And Jagger broke into the dressing room the one day and went off and he
caught her on the pill. Well, she was looking for the pill. Or no, she was putting on perfume.
She was putting on perfume.
Yep.
And he said all kinds of nasty things like, is this where you were in such a hurry to go to that I wasn't good enough for us to be together, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
And then he said something about how much do you make and threw money at her. And that was so insulting. I remember even 100 years ago watching it going, oh, you're such a jerk.
It was so hard, though. But,
he had every right to be mad, and I totally understand. And they got there happily ever after for a little bit till they went to Port Charles. Whatever. And
that's another podcast, though.
But not Port Charles. What's it called? Night Shift.
No, they were on Port Charles.
Oh, I think the way I said it made it sound like Port Charles, like a different town, but we're in Port Charles. I meant
the TV show.
Yeah.
He was on Night Shift, season 2.
Mm.
But I believe that they came back to the TV show Port Charles.
Okay. There you go. Thank you for clarifying my own train of thought.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they all worked out in the end, and I watched their wedding because it was so cute. 100,000 times I could watch it over and over again.
Ooh, it was, okay, so the night that Sonny, this one I'm reading from the soaps.com article.
Okay.
The night that Karen was sick of the men leering at her and ran off stage, sending Sonny into a rage. He tried to bully her back into dancing by throwing her childhood trauma in her face and telling her how obvious it was that she loved showing off her body. I hated every single thing about that scene.
Yeah.
Like, I was so mad. I almost feel like what we need to do right now with Sasha's story is like what they did with Liz's and have, like, how Luke talked to Lucky about raping Laura.
Yes.
Sonny needs to...
I agree.
He needs to revisit what he did. And let's keep in mind, too, now that we know that Sonny's bipolar, like, he obviously was not dealing with his own mental health issues at the same time. But that does not mean that you get to do that.
No, it's not an excuse for hurting someone else.
No.
No.
And he was aware of what he was doing.
Yes, absolutely.
But disgusted, she screamed that he was only using her just like Ray had, threw the pills in his face, and ran out. So that's, I think, when he cut her off. But then she started, I think, one time some fell on the counter.
Oh, okay.
And so I think she had pocketed some.
Okay.
But then she was shaking really bad another time. Alan saw the pill spillage. And then I guess some went missing. And Nurse Amy.
Aww.
Not the Amy that you knew. The original Nurse Amy. Rest in peace. The one that we knew. Counted them and there were some missing.
Okay.
She went to Alan because she was like, the only person it could have been was Karen.
Right.
But then, I don't know if it was like the next day or whatever, Jason Quartermain, AJ Quartermain,
mm-hmm.
and Alan are all at Kelly's
having breakfast.
Coffee,
yes.
Talking about their hospital schedules.
Right.
And
so cute. I miss Alan.
I miss all of them.
That's
like,
so cute.
Well, and it was just so weird to see Jason like that because, I mean, he had quite the personality.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, Jason can have a personality every now and again.
Yep.
But...
yes, Karen spilled the coffee on Alan and then went to get
and burned
more.
Her or got a cut on her hand.
And she broke the glass, yeah.
But Alan was like, let me see your hand. She's like, no, 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 it's okay, it's okay. And he was just...
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
So I know that he had his own issues, which Jason kept reminding him,
right,
or her, of, oh, I'm so sorry, you had to deal with that. But he was so kind to her, and he finally got her to stop and was like, okay, you need to breathe. And then he's like, okay, are you going to be at the hospital later? I would like to talk to you.
Right.
And he straight up confronted her and said, pills are missing. You're showing all the symptoms of drug addiction.
It couldn't have been anybody else.
Amy counted. You're the only one that would have had the key after that. Here's your choice. You need to go to detox. But he's like, I'm going to have to clear it with Bobby, Monica, and all of them are like, how did we miss that? You know, how is that happening? Because she was also, so she was stripping, working at Kelly's, going to PCU, and working at the hospital.
Yeah. She had every reason to be exhausted. She was carrying a schedule that was ridiculous.
And everybody was talking to her about how tired she was and how she needed to rest, and Ruby was amazing. She's like, honey, there is something wrong with you. And because Rhonda, Karen's mom, came to Kelly's and basically confronted her in front of Ruby, and Ruby's like, I'll do whatever you want with your schedule, you know.
Yes,
you want a day a week, we'll do it, go ahead, you
right
know?
But Karen did have a hard time taking any advice from her mom because her mom had been absent for so long.
Right.
And then Alan had to be careful with his involvement because there was some stuff going on with Alan and her mom. And so anytime that he went around her mom, Monica would be like, hey, what are you doing? What's going on? Rightfully so, because she wasn't dumb. She knew.
Yeah.
So it was very complicated.
So after Alan caught her, she got moved to the detox wing.
Right, moved to
so
the detox wing.
So she wasn't in detox.
Right, no, she wasn't in detox. She got moved to the detox wing. She got taken off whatever the school thing was and would
the
have to, like, earn her
place or something. Yeah.
Back, yeah. And then she broke down and said, eventually, well, I don't think it was that same day, she broke down and said that she just couldn't handle everything, and it was a matter of money, and he just didn't understand. But she wasn't mean about it. She was just kind of like, yeah, you don't get it, because
well, he straight up said, but he even, Alan, he said, yeah. I know. He's
right.
Like, I've never been in the position where money was an issue.
Yes.
And he's like, but then he says, my favorite part, and he's like, but money can also do a lot of good if you allow it, and let me do this.
Yes.
And she was like, nope.
Right. I thought it was cute. It was $10,000.
I know. I really wish that my student loans was only $10,000.
Exactly. It was like, this is going to change your whole life. You can pay me back whenever after you open your practice, blah, blah, blah. $10,000. And I was
interest
like,
free.
Really? Did $10,000 pay for medical school back then? Because I don't feel like it did.
I don't think so either, but perhaps maybe just that semester. Was she like at the end of it? No, because she had just graduated from high school.
I thought it was more of a, let me cover your living expenses.
Okay.
Because I'm sure you took some type of loan for the actual college
true
classes and stuff.
True.
So you don't need to work so hard to pay rent or for your food or
okay
whatever. Because she got to the point where she couldn't live at home because Ray was living there with her mother.
Yeah.
So she definitely had reasons for the issues that she wanted to escape by taking pills and hanging out at the strip club and being with
not being the person that everybody else wanted her to be.
Exactly.
Yep. Even though she was a good girl. But there wasn't anything wrong with the fact that she was a good girl.
No. There's nothing wrong with being a good girl.
There's not.
And there was nothing wrong with having the
can
issues
we just
that she had.
All let the good girls be good girls, though,
right,
and not give them crap for being good girls.
Especially nowadays, because there's way too many not good girls. So we need to let that be.
Yes. And even the ones that you perceive as not good girls could probably be good girls that just need help.
True.
That's our PSA.
That's our PSA, yeah. Oh, my.
So, but then Alan went to Rhonda and gave her the money and, like, had it even written out in a check.
Yep.
Like, ready to go. And he's like, all you have to do is sign the back. And then you get to tell Karen, like, this is happening.
Yes.
Like, be an adult, be her parent for once, and yes. Tell her this is how it's happening.
And he kept good boundaries when he walked in there, because she was like, do you want, and he said, I can only stay for a minute, I have somewhere to go, because he was going on vacation with Monica.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
But I loved how thoughtful and sweet he was.
He was. And he kept checking on her. Yeah.
Right, because usually, you know, her and Jason had, like, maybe a something starting. And usually whenever you don't end up with someone, then those parents aren't all about you. And
well, if you're working Alan with them, though.
Like, I know, she's amazing.
Right. Ooh, so she got her stuff together. But then I guess Sonny got mad because Jagger punched him. Mm-hmm. This is where I feel like some of the videos got out of order for me. And I'm like, but wait, because did Jagger punch him twice?
I don't know if Jagger punched him twice.
But there was something, I guess, when Karen, well, and then when Karen tried to quit and get cleaned up, Stone was like, you can't do that, because he had let Jagger go after he punched him for sleeping with Karen. Yes. Okay. And then I forget what happened. Like, she wound up leaving anyway. And then he wanted to control Jagger's fight so that.
Well, no, before he was controlling Jagger's fight, he had kidnapped Jagger and was going to kill him or do something.
Yes.
And Stone knew, but Stone couldn't go against Sonny because it was Sonny, even though Jagger was his brother. And so...
Well, he tried to let him go, and Sonny walked in on it.
Yeah. He was in a bad...
I think that Sonny was ignoring what he saw then, though, because, I mean, there's no way he did not walk in on him saying, if I just let these out... Oh, hi!
Right. Just ignore what I was doing.
Yep.
So Jagger's boxing coach came to Sonny and said he's worth more to you alive and making money than he is dead, so how about you let him go, and then we'll split the profit that he makes. And so Sonny agreed to that and was going to make money off of him. Well, then he found out that by tanking Jagger's career, he could have made money because the other guy would have won or whatever, so he dictated Jagger's to lose this next fight, and Jagger wouldn't do it.
Yes. But he was supposed to.
Yes.
And the threat was, if he didn't, then he was going to kill Karen.
Right.
Sonny was going to kill Karen over a boxing match.
I mean, I'm assuming there's a ton of money involved, and that's where he was coming from. I'm not justifying it. I'm just saying it wasn't quite that simple. But go ahead.
The whole reason that he wanted to even get involved in that is because he was losing her as a dancer. But
it was about the money. I'm not saying it's right either way, but it was about the money. He lost out on money because Karen wasn't stripping anymore, and she brought in a good crowd with her little schoolgirl ensemble.
But then Sonny made Stone bring her to the match.
Yeah. He wasn't like, a nice guy. I'm not saying that he was.
But, like,
I wanted to see if they worded it.
I was going
to
say, Stone didn't know that Karen was the bait. But Jagger knew that if he didn't throw the match, Karen was dead. So by having her there, it was more of like a, hey, I can just whip this out and shoot her. And even though Sonny doesn't do his own dirty work.
Right. Well, but he didn't have Jason at that point, so maybe he would have.
No, he had his other guys.
Right.
Who were those other guys?
I don't know what
there were other guys and another attorney that I don't know who they were. Or they said names and I wasn't listening.
That could be. Some people the books didn't know. Weird it did that. Jagger boxed his final amateur bout against AJ, who waited a long time for a crack at Jagger. In a hard-fought fight, Jagger KO'd AJ. Marco couldn't wait for his prize fighter to turn pro. After Jagger and Stone argued over Stone going back to school, Jagger followed him to the Paradise Lounge, which we said was whenever he saw Karen stripping. Is this what you meant by going places? Jagger was disgusted with Karen. He threw crumpled up bills at her feet and left. That was so good. In tears, Karen fell into Sonny's arms. When Jagger calmed down, he felt concerned about Karen and went back. Jagger found Karen in bed with Sonny and beat him up. Sonny put a hit on Jagger. His thugs locked Jagger in Sonny's basement, but Stone saw him there. Jagger begged Mike to help him, but Stone wouldn't cross Sonny. He owed Sonny more than he owed Jagger. Karen knew Sonny's men would kill Jagger, so she ran to Marco for help. Marco promised Sonny a piece of Jagger's boxing action in exchange for Jagger's life. Sonny liked the idea of owning Jagger and agreed. When Karen's pill popping increased, Sonny cut off her supply. Oh, I didn't realize it went that far. Like, into the Jagger stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Karen asked Stone to get her more. He refused, remembering how his friend Crystal had died. Even Alan grew concerned upon seeing Karen so strung out. He warned her about drugs, but that didn't stop her from stealing pills from the hospital.
So this is where it got flipped around for me then.
Okay. Curious over how mysterious Karen had become, Brenda followed her to the Paradise Lounge one night. Karen told Sonny she wanted to quit stripping, but he wouldn't hear of it. This is what you wanted, what you asked for, you know you like it, now get on stage. Sonny's smile was hard.
Oh, but he said, but it was so much worse than that, because he basically implied that she liked what Ray did to her, and he gave her what she wanted. And that was the disgusting part, like...
I'm sorry that he was a bad guy, which we knew in the beginning.
I'm serious, though. I want them
to right.
I want them to have... Because he has changed, and he is very adamant about no drugs and all that, and we see what he's doing with Renault right now, but they really need to have him confront his past and really... Yes. He needs to have it out with Scotty.
Yeah.
I mean...
I feel like this would be the perfect time to bring all of it up.
Yeah.
Perfect. Between Sasha and the anniversary of Stone's death, it would be perfect.
Yes.
Slipping into the strip joint, Brenda's eyes popped to see Karen's gyration. Karen felt dizzy. The room was spinning. She collapsed. Brenda saw it all and told everyone. Of course she did. Everyone rallied around Karen, who was clearly in trouble. Jason apologized to Karen for being so mean.
He had called her the S word.
Yeah. But it's so cute that he apologized. Alan gave Rhonda a check to underwrite Karen's college education to ease the pressure on the girl. Yeah, it makes it sound like that was supposed to pay for all of it, but $10,000, even back then,
it says to ease the pressure,
was not paying for it all.
Yeah.
Even Brenda befriended Karen, but Karen's greatest support came from Jagger. Mm. Vowing revenge on both Karen and Jagger for having crossed him, Sonny Corinthos gave orders to Margot Dane, tell your boy Jagger he's taking a dive in his next fight or his girlfriend's going to get hurt.
That means he's going to intentionally lose.
Right. Jagger refused to take the dive. He knocked out his opponent, grabbed Karen, and ran. They hid in the cabin they'd once stayed at. She told him about how Ray had abused her as a child and finally let herself make glorious love to Jagger.
Okay, so my favorite part of that was... they also didn't really explain that very well either because, I mean, it was... Sonny walked into Ruby's like Al Capone. He walked in his long coat with his two guys behind him, and he says to Ruby, if you're smart, you'll tell me where Jagger is. And Brenda had been on her way out the door or something. She went up to Jagger's room and was like, hey, you guys have to get out of here. Sonny and his guys are downstairs. Because that's also when Brenda met Sonny, was when Jagger was trying to escape and everything. Because she hadn't met him yet.
Oh, you're right.
Brenda had just met Sonny during all this.
I was thinking she had met him at the Paradise Lounge, but she hadn't.
She hadn't met him until he confronted her about, because he came up to the room, and Brenda's sitting there, like, painting her nails, and he's like, do you know where Jagger is? And she's like, funny, I'm looking for him, too. And they had gotten away, and then Jagger and Karen went to the cabin, and... they talked about prom night and how it didn't go well, and then Karen told him, and then he said everything exactly right. He was like, you were 10. He's like, you did not ask for it. You did not whatever. So then he went out to get lumber or something for the fire, and he came back and he gave her a corsage, and they had prom.
Did you cry?
It was beautiful. I had to fast forward too much that I didn't get the chance to cry, but I was just like, man, I really could have used a Jagger in my life.
Oh, he was so hot. And when he'd talk to her in Italian,
oh
my God. I didn't even understand what he was saying, but it didn't matter because I was like, please talk to me like that. I just want to be Karen, please.
Can't be Karen if you're a Brenda.
I wasn't a Brenda because I wasn't that hot, so I was more of a Karen. I did want to look like Karen. I thought she was so cute, and I just wanted to be like her. And I remember one time I went to the mall, and these people were, like, staring at me, like, weirdly staring at me. And then they came up to me, and they told me they thought I looked like Allison Sweeney. And I was like, no, I don't. I want to look like Karen. She did.
Did she ever have red hair? I know who she is.
Oh, okay. I'm like, you're looking at me like you don't know who that is. But she was
No, she was on Days of Our Lives.
But she was a soap. But I was sad that it wasn't a General Hospital.
She's Sammy, right? On Days of Our Lives.
Yes. Good job!
I know who these people are!
I'm so impressed because until you said her name, I wouldn't have been able to tell you her name. I think of her being the host of Biggest Loser or whatever that weight loss show was.
Oh, that I have no idea. But isn't she a blonde?
Mm-hmm.
You're very much a redhead.
Yeah, I know.
So how's that?
I don't know. But they like were stalking me, looking at me, and I was like, this is weird. And I mean, it's totally a compliment because she's beautiful. Don't think it's at all true, but it was
absolutely
a nice
is, and you're beautiful. But I don't see it.
No.
I've seen your high school picture. That's why I'm like,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So no, I was disappointed. I was like, no, you're supposed to say Karen. You're the wrong soap. What are you doing? But anyway, I don't know how much more of this is going to be about the drug stuff, and I don't want to get into.
Well, so basically they leave
the Karen stuff.
Well, no, because the next part should be where they decide to come back to Port Charles and turn in Sunny for...
It goes right to that, but it doesn't talk about drug stuff. Police Commissioner Sean Donnelly, which now you see why I love Sean so much, because he's awesome, closed Sunny's Paradise Lounge for hiring underage kids like Karen and Stone. When Karen told her mother, Rhonda, about Ray's abuse, Rhonda scoured Port Charles looking for him at Kelly's Diner. She let Jason and Brenda know exactly why she was looking for the bum. When Rhonda found Jay at home and lit into him, he attacked her. What'd I say?
Jay.
No, it's Ray. I know it's Ray. That's even my kid's middle name. Not for this reason, obviously, but anyway. And then it goes on to the Allen stuff that you don't want to get into.
Okay. So, I don't like how they described that, though, because it was a very powerful scene where Jagger took Karen. Well, no. Karen and Jagger went to the police station, and he was, like, such a good support. And she sat there and said everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is stuff that was going on with Sunny. You know, I was 17 when I was working there. Sean gets on the phone and, like, go to the Paradise Lounge and book Corinthos or bring him in. And if he's not there, find him. And I was like, oh, cool. Okay. So then... I don't do a good Sean Donnelly, I know. I'll work on it.
All right, thanks.
And she's like, oh, but wait, I also got something else. And then she tells about Ray, and then he comes in, and she tells him off.
Yes.
But in a very matter-of-fact way. Like, she had some emotion,
mm-hmm.
but she wasn't letting her emotions
she get wasn't
the best of her.
Crying hysterically through it where you couldn't understand
what
she was saying.
I was a child, you know, and the one thing that killed me the most was, and we've said it a few times, she kept repeating, like, I just want to be a good girl. I just want to be a good girl.
Yes.
And he used to hold her doll hostage
yep.
until he got what she wanted. So, I mean, oh!
Right. And she was 10. Again, not that there's ever an excuse for this, but when she first started talking about it and she said, well, he kept telling me that I wanted it, you picture an older person, a 15, 16, like, this just happened. But then she explains more. No, it happened when I was younger. And then finally says 10. And you're like, yeah, no, you couldn't have wanted anything. You didn't even know what that was at 10.
Right. So,
yeah.
Oh. But so, and her mom had an addiction problem. So yes. She was already predisposed genetically to...
Right.
Get it. And I mean, the people that were supposed to love her didn't, or they didn't give her the love that she needed, even if it could have been the best that they could have possibly done. And
yep. Thank God she had Jagger, because he was awesome.
Yeah, but no, most girls don't have Jagger, and therefore they just have boyfriend after boyfriend who they think loves them, and then they break up with them, and then it's emotionally destroying, and they just keep doing it and think that they're never worthy, and then do wind up eventually doing crap whenever they're in their 20s.
Mm-hmm.
But not drugs.
And this is why that storyline was so awesome, was because she found her Prince Charming. And they were amazing. You should watch their wedding. It's very sweet.
I will. I'm going to finish watching this. But so what else? So that was it in the book?
That was it in the book. Yeah, because it goes on to Ray being killed. So.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure we're all so sad about that.
Right. In case you want to know why he's not around anymore. He's dead. So.
This was really good, though.
I was just so glad that you get it. I hope everyone else gets it, too, because I loved it. I loved it back then, and I could watch it 100 times over, seeing the chemistry between Jagger and Karen and wanting them to fall in love and just waiting for her to make that breakthrough to tell him what was wrong and to find their way together. And then the bad parts of Sonny because he's so different now, even though he's still a bad guy.
He was horrible.
But it was good to watch horrible. Not good, like, I want that kind of person in my life. It was so
entertaining. He was worse than Valentine.
Yeah, oh yeah, 100%.
He was worse than Peter. He was worse than Peter. He was worse than Peter. Peter singles people out specifically to cause harm. He does not cause overall harm.
Okay.
Oh, bye.
Agree to disagree there because I just don't like Peter.
After the one thing that, so it's not in the Karen, I don't know if it's in the Karen Wexler pill addiction playlist, but I think it was in the Karen Sunny playlist that it was after the Paradise Lounge was closed, mm-hmm. He confronted her at the hospital, and she was just like, and he was trying to still, like, he was trying to do the games and everything with her, and she goes, uh-uh. She's like, I was a child. I mean, she was 17. That's, right. You're still a child.
Yes, absolutely.
She's like, you took advantage of me, and she stands her ground.
Yes.
And lets him know.
Right.
Like, nope, you do not get to do this to me anymore.
Right.
So I loved it.
Yes. Which also explains, if you read any of the Robin stuff, why she was so conflicted, because she was best friends with Karen, she was her maid of honor,
right,
and saw all of this crap that Sonny did to her,
right,
but then saw how awesome he was to Stone.
But he wasn't even that good to Stone during all of this.
No, not then, but he gave Stone somewhere to
He kept
live.
Reminding Stone, because Stone kept trying to help Karen, kept right. trying to do all this, and Sonny's like,
remember, what? You work for me. Where right. are you going?
Where's
you
your doing? Loyalty?
Yeah.
And
right. Mm. And when he wanted Karen around, he was like, I guess you could stay with your brother, and then said to Karen, we can take Stone's room, it's fine. It was right. all one big master plan.
Oh.
But he was better than leaving Stone out on the streets. And when Stone got sick, he was, that it matured
hands down,
him a lot.
Hands down, absolutely yes.
So.
But yeah, so I guess that's what Sonny was talking about in that five minute conversation last Friday, or yeah. last week. I think it was Friday.
It was, yeah, it was Friday, because okay. he was telling Jason how he couldn't say anything about Sasha, because yeah. of everything that he had done.
Well, but then here's the thing, though, too. Jason wouldn't remember any of this.
Right.
Because he was Jason Quartermain.
Right. Oh, see, I didn't even think about, I mean, I thought about the fact he yeah. wasn't directly involved in it, but yeah, he wouldn't even remember.
Because then, I mean, so there was definitely parts missing of all these videos, but when she brought Sonny to the hospital after Jagger knocked him out,
mm-hmm.
because she was pretty sure he had a concussion, and Sonny's like, I don't want anything to do with hospitals. So Jason brings him, like, comes in and is like, who's this guy? And Karen is very obviously lying. And Jason's just, like, looking at her like, what?
Right. This is you know, not like, you. What's going on?
Like, that's a lie, you know? And I found it so funny because you see Stone on this side taking care of Sonny. And I'm like, and that's your spot now.
Right.
If Stone hadn't died, I don't think Jason would be.
No.
Nope.
No. Unless they would have turned Stone around because Jagger went on to be a cop.
That is true.
Oh, could you imagine Jagger working with, like, Dante? Oh, my God.
Okay, can we please?
and bring Lucky back? Oh, my God. I would be like, I don't want any storyline that doesn't involve the police station, please.
Well, Dante's not a cop now, though, but they could bring Jagger back as Chase's partner because he's pulling all this weight.
Oh.
I mean, Valerie only shows up once every year and a half now.
Right.
So, and that's just out of...
I would be a very happy girl if we brought in a new partner and it was Jagger. Oh my God, I would die.
Wouldn't it be great? I was going to say that!
Let's get rid of Jordan and
That's
bring in Jagger.
That's what I was going to say. Oh, except when Laura fires Jordan because she hasn't yet,
right?
Yet, according to her.
Right.
We can bring in Jagger. Or his son Stone! What if his son Stone is a cop now? Oh my God, what if Dev is Stone?
No. The age wouldn't match, would it?
Yeah. No. 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 It wouldn't.
What?
When was Night Shift? It might. Oh, my gosh.
It might.
Night Shift?
Was 2006. Right? 2006-ish.
Night Shift Season 2 was 2014. Oh, no. Wait. Wrong show. There's no. another Night Shift that thinks that they get to have their name?
No. It was like 2006-ish. Yeah, that would work. Because
General Hospital Night Shift Season 2, 2007. It ran July 22nd through October 21st, 2008. So, 12, and he was about 5.
I would have said 6, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That would be
but
good.
Could you picture, why would Jagger have given him up?
I don't know. His mom was already gone.
Right.
That's how Jagger ended up with him.
Right.
He was not Karen, by the way. And so something bad could have happened to him. I mean, he was a police officer.
No.
He got killed.
No, that ruins our commissioner thing.
I feel like if you're having Dev there, you can't have Jagger too. If Dev is Jagger Sunstone. I don't
think
so.
Oh my gosh, though.
That would be really good.
Oh my gosh.
I love how excited you are. Yay.
I am.
So. Yeah, we talked about that a long time. This could have been
this
like...
This went a lot longer than I thought it was going to.
Karen went on pills. Then he wouldn't give her any more. So she stole some. So Alan intervened. Then she got better. Done. But you get to hear Shannon's excitement, which makes me happy.
Well, hopefully, if you don't know the story, now you want to go watch it. And so we just switched hosts. And I don't think that I can link the... So in our old show notes, I would always have the YouTube playlist as a hyperlink. I don't think I can do that the same way now.
Oh, okay.
Which isn't something that I, in the grand scheme of things, it wasn't at the top of our priority list for things.
Yes.
Unfortunately. So.
But you can find it. And go watch it, even if it's just to watch Jagger, because I promise you won't be disappointed.
Yes. It is on our YouTube channel, though. So, like, if you go under our playlist, or if you hopefully just look at Karen Wexler Pill Addiction, it'll pop up. And also watch the Karen Sunny, which I did not put together, but somebody else did. And there's, like, 3 years of Karen and Jagger.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yum.
Yay. This was fun.
This was fun.
All right. You guys keep mentioning stuff that was done. Well, we're going to have to wind up, whenever we find out who died 40 years ago, we're going to have to talk about them, too. And that was before both of us.
Right.
So. I love doing these old deep dives.
I just love how addicted we get to them.
Like, yep.
Wait, now we have so many more questions. It really doesn't explain anything. It just leaves you with more
questions.
I think
that just explained a lot.
It explained Karen, but now you want more.
But it explained Sunny, too, as to why he felt bad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He should feel bad.
Yeah.
Thank Sunny for acknowledging you were a jerk.
Just let's dig a little deeper and let's really try to, let's loop that. That's not even going to become a phrase. So join us on Monday as we discuss this week's episodes.
Have a good weekend.
And we'll meet with the peer.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed today's show, we invite you to go to peer54podcast.com to subscribe on your favorite platform. Don't forget to leave us a review. And you can also follow us on many social media channels. Just search for Peer54 Podcast. Also, we are not perfect, so if there is something that we missed or messed up, just let us know by emailing us at peer54podcast@gmail.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
1-800-Flowers.com is more than your birthday, anniversary, or just because gift-giving destination. We put our hearts into everything we do to help you celebrate all life's special occasions with friends and family. From our farmers and bakers, florists and makers, everything from 1-800-Flowers is made with love every step of the way, because we know that nothing is more important than delivering a smile. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.